This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. President Trump gave a speech in the Rose Garden at the White House this afternoon. Prescription drug prices were the topic du jour. First off, President Trump has a different view of this issue than candidate Trump did. There was nothing in his remarks today about using the buying power the federal government has with all the drugs it buys from Medicare to directly negotiate lower drug prices for seniors. Candidate Trump had made that promise that he would do that. Instead, the White House wants to use increased competition and pricing transparency to drive down those high and still rising prescription costs. From the Health Desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein puts the administration's plan into a little bit of perspective.
There's nothing in Trump's plan that will change the prices consumers pay overnight. About a third of the 40-page blueprint is devoted to ideas under review. University of Chicago economist Rena Conti says several proposals, though, including a plan to cap prescription drug prices for people on Medicare, would matter.
Reducing the out-of-pocket costs that patients pay will save real people money and increase their affordability to prescription drugs.
A key problem around drugs is that pharmaceutical manufacturers continue raising prices. The pharmacy benefit manager Express Scripts reports over the last decade, the list prices climbed 232% on the 100 most commonly used brand name drugs. Juliet Kabansky is with the Kaiser Family Foundation.
I think until we deal with this issue, then we're not really dealing with the problem.
One idea the administration floated today would limit price increases to the rate of inflation on infused and injected drugs in Medicare. That includes some of the most expensive drugs used to treat conditions like cancer and rheumatoid arthritis. David Mitchell with the group Patients for Affordable Drugs says there are several ideas, like increasing the supply of generics and giving insurers more leverage in negotiating, that could help with prices.
Today, the Trump administration began a process to lower drug prices, but there's much more to be done.
The industry trade group Pharma said some of these proposed changes could lower prices, but warned others would limit patients' access to life-saving treatments. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.